CliffCentral.com.
If anyone has a better way to say hello to Friday, I dare you, try. Please try. Ah, what a fantastic jam, man. I can't think of any other way to start off the show. I feel like I'm going to play this song every single Friday. It's such an awesome remix of a track by a guy by the name Darien, who is the vocalist, and the track is called Alibi. If they come looking for me, I know just where I will be, man. I'll be with you, babe. Welcome to it. It is 20-something. Unfortunately, this week, I'm riding solo. My name is Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short. And Neo, who is still injured, can't make it to the show. Lundi as well, unfortunately, is stuck in Pretoria with other commitments. But nonetheless, I'll be hanging out with you guys up until... well, at least for about an hour. And I'm going to be joined by three interesting, talented, and sometimes weird individuals. These guys are from an online publication by the name House on Mag. And you know what? Without further ado, let's just jump straight into it. Like, I feel like adding anything else onto it might just make things weird. I'll let you guys speak for yourself. One of them already has a camera out. He hasn't said a word, but the camera's out already. I don't know where you were shooting that to, my brother. Nonetheless, I am joined by Obakeng Mashao.
Yeah, bro.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, and you, man?
Don't be afraid of that microphone, man.
Oh, sure,
I promise it will not bite.
Yeah.
I told you they win. Otherwise?
No, chill, man.
Fantastic, yeah. Bruv. I hear congratulations are in order. You are a newlywed, man.
Yes, man. Got married. Okay, the celebration was in December, but it's, yeah, we actually celebrated our anniversary this month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In the month of love.
So it's a whole year.
You guys, sorry for saying this, but, like, you guys are a bit of a cliche. Like, you...
kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Valentine's, no, I can dig it.
And, well, anniversary.
Anniversary.
So I can't forget.
Plus the gift. That way you don't have to buy two separate gifts. You just
exactly,
put it all together.
Yeah.
Okay. You're no longer a cliche. You're just a smart man. You're a black husband in South Africa 2017. I'm also joined by Kutlwano. Mr. Papa Pari.
Yes.
Pareicha. How are you, man?
Ah, good as, Pari. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah. Any nuptials in the future?
Maybe. Well, let's deal with the music for now. Let my brother here enjoy his time, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
No, but I think he's a great example.
No, definitely.
He's a great example.
Definitely.
Hi. We're also joined by Mr. Tsolo Motenka.
Hi, sir.
How are you, brother?
All right. How are you?
Fantastic. I really need to know what you are doing with that camera phone. Seriously.
I am capturing the experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm capturing the experience. Wow, it's a long time we haven't been here. I think. Yeah.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah. It was under different circumstances and obviously, yeah, different experiences.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be here again and with the brothers, you know what I'm saying?
It's really dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Well, joining me. You see, I'm so used to having the guys here. It's so weird. It's all good. But for those of you who want to be a part of the conversation, please send us your tweets at JNG_live. Love to hear what you guys have to say. You can also send us your WhatsApp messages. Yes, we are on WhatsApp. Let me give you the number in a second. I you know, I feel like I'm supposed to know this number by now because I keep repeating it every single week. But, you know, these things happen. 0797-748-2090. That's 0797-748-2090. And, you know, you'll be part of the conversation. Gents, let's get into it. What is House on Mag? What the hell is House on Mag?
Well, it's a digital publication. It's a website.
Yeah.
We started in 2011 now, I think it was.
So it's about what, 6 years now?
It's about 6 years now, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's about house music. We write a lot of articles, features. We do a lot of interviews with young up and coming acts from different parts of the country, the world, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every now and then we have an opportunity to do like an exclusive feature interview with one of the outstanding DJs we have, either in South Africa or around the world itself. So yeah,
sure.
it's a lot about the music itself, electronic dance music as a culture, and yeah, the fashion that's involved in it, as well as the lifestyle, you know,
yeah.
Festivals. It's all fun, man. That's what it's about. Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, me playing a house song at the beginning of the show kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Introduction. So I mean, 6 years, man. That is not. It's not simple. That is not something someone wakes up and just does. A lot of people can't do things for 6 months, never mind 6 years. What is it that you guys think makes you keep going? Why carry on? I mean, you could have let it go 2 years ago. Like, ah.
Yo, I think it's the music, eh?
Hey, Bucks.
Like, yeah, there's...
That microphone is not going to bite you, I swear to God,
oh,
man.
Oh, am I too far again?
Sorry. Yes, we need to hear you.
That's fine.
Yes, right. Yeah.
No, what I was saying was that it's the music, man. Like,
yeah.
There's just too much amazing music out there, you know. And just to kind of share it with everybody, you know, who's or whoever reads or listens to the link to SoundCloud, you know, it's just, yeah, I think it's the music. There's no other, yeah, I can't add, subtract, yeah.
The music, okay, let me ask you guys as individuals, when did you guys fall in love with house music? Like, why? I mean, hip hop is just as good, right? I wanted. I was hoping I was poking at you. I wanted you guys to, damn that, house is shit. No, but nonetheless, as individuals, how did you guys fall in love with house music?
Interestingly, an uncle of mine was in London for quite some time, Tulane, and he stayed and came back after a while, maybe like a year after spending some time there. He came back with a record and turntables.
Yeah.
And a mixer, the whole setup, you know, and he just left, didn't say anything. So these things were at the house, and
we used to have some good times in that place, man.
Yeah, man.
It's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? We just listened to the music. We jammed all the time.
And you know, it was weird because it was at a time when, you know, the art of DJing was still the art of DJing.
Yeah,
you
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
It almost feels like it was the golden era of the art. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember we used to spend hours in
hours,
that room.
Countless,
man.
countless hours with countless records behind us. Just song after song after song after song. So yeah, it's been a while. I think it was what, 99, 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still very young at that time.
I mean, technically speaking, this is not the first time we do a radio show together, because he had recording equipment as well.
Yeah, actually, we had a little stereo player.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
Yeah.
And Jack and I would record ourselves speaking or whatever, just, you know,
running around. Yeah.
Radio links, doing just having fun on the radio, playing music, cool, pack tracks and things like that. Onto tape.
Yeah.
And paid back to family members and friends and things like that. Now it's weird to see him here today.
It's weird. Like, I actually just had a flashback. I was like, cool, man, actually.
Sure.
Oh, man. It's weird how the world works, right? It's so weird. So weird. Papa Buddy.
Yes, my friend.
You and house music.
Hey, man. From the first parties around the hood, you know, you'd get those really good DJs on vinyls.
Yeah.
It was around that era when I picked up Porno, man. There's something to give here in this genre, you know. Didn't have much time to explore it until I was introduced to Hassan, to kind of delve deeper into the genre, you know. But prior to that, man, it was always been just about the ear and then lifestyle.
Hi.
Yeah, man.
Brother Opie.
Yeah, Bo. And now with me, it was like I was a hip hop head. Actually.
Okay.
So like from like I think grade 8 up until I was just strictly hip hop.
For sure.
I don't listen to all these others, you know. So yeah, then obviously because I think from being around friends, you know, you get your friends that listen to certain genres. And here and then, you know, I started kinda hearing a track that I like, But where I was like, okay, done, I'm a fan, was King Abame ya Freshman. Definition of house.
Yeah,
the first one.
The very first one.
Yeah. With kind of getting Stay Real.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. When I heard that, I was like, okay.
You give up.
Yeah. So now I think it's not just, and I think even, maybe I'm speaking for everybody, but it's not only that we listen to house.
Music. Yeah.
You know, I think, every music has a different sound that is like, so it's mainly, by ear. If something sounds dope, you're like, okay,
all right. Let's work with this.
Music as a whole,
You know, I feel like house music encompasses like all of these different genres. You know what I mean? You can find jazzy house. You can find, electro. Dubstep and all of this stuff.
It allows you to breathe.
It's such a big thing. Such a big thing to try to tackle. Okay, like, most people would enjoy a specific music genre and be massive fans by themselves in their corner and just listen to what they listen to. Why did you guys feel you wanted to express yourselves through a platform like a website? Like, why did you turn your love for house into a magazine?
Sometime back, we didn't have much publications around house music. So we had music coming into the country through record shops like House Africa Records, Soul Candy Records, just different places where you could buy music. But they didn't have a lot of information about the people making the music.
All right.
So as you read those sleeves on your vinyl covers, you get to learn that the song was produced by X producer, the song was produced by Y producer on such and such a record label. So it's a record labeling process. So you learn how to read the music and things like that while you're listening to it. So I don't know, man, it's just a bug. It just caught on, and we've been running with it ever since.
It's such a fresh way to look at it. Like, because I don't know if people actually read CD sleeves. Like, I don't know if people actually, when you buy a CD or a vinyl or whatever, you decide to pull out the sleeve and read the credits.
I think it's part of the story. It's a musical journey. Like,
for sure.
As a musician or a producer, if I can speak for them, I'm not one myself yet. Hopefully I can run in the future. But it's part of the journey itself. You know, the people that you collaborate with to create this body of work.
For sure.
They're all important. It's not a one-man island.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's where it comes from. It's about wanting to learn more about the scene itself and the people inside the scene. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I mean, when I think about it as well, it's like there was a time when compilations ruled the country, most from a South African point of view. You know what I mean? And you'd get a definition of house, and you think, yo, DJ Fresh, fantastic. And meanwhile, there's other people that are producing the music. Nowadays, that seems to have changed. Like, you've got producer DJs being in the front line. Like, your Ed Jazz of the world, your Black Coffees of the world. Do you guys, it seems as if from what you just said, your website kind of saw that happening before it happened.
Yeah, possibly did.
Am I putting you on a pedestal a little bit here, or?
Yeah, I didn't think about it in that way. I don't know. Maybe you can explain it further. Like, we didn't think about it in that way. Mm-hmm. It was just about writing about the music, just sharing. You know, I mean, you know, when you receive a song, you always think about, oh, such and such a person would like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it was just about sharing the music and the love.
For sure.
Yeah, more than
for
anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, having a online publication isn't something that a lot of people look into going to. You know what I mean? Like, what are some of the obstacles you guys have come across? Because it's your story is not a typical one. Like, a lot of people want to be musicians. They want to be on the cover of magazines. No one really takes the time to put together a magazine, if you get what I'm saying.
The thing is, it just kind of made sense, you know, to do it that way. Because I think initially when we started, we had actually wanted to have a print publication.
All right.
And then the fees were just...
It was insane, man.
Like,
You had a million or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So, and then we kind of
started posting posts on Facebook, doing interviews with DJs and posting those on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's sort of like, why don't we collate this into some space where we can all come together and join in the party.
And you know where to find it.
It was putting all your eggs in one basket, essentially.
I
can dig that. I can dig that. Let's talk about some of the highlights, man. Like, I know you guys have covered festivals like the Spring Fiesta and all of those kind of things. Some of your personal highlights, some of the moments where you were like, oh my, you know what? Actually, this is actually really nice.
Meeting our heroes, man. Meeting our heroes, the musical heroes.
You know? Yeah.
One that sticks out for me is the Julian Gomez feature.
Yeah.
Oh my word, man. Like even the interactions thereafter and hearing him play as an extension of the kind of artist he is was mind blowing, man.
Right. For sure.
Yeah, makes me wanna venture even deeper, man. Like what more, you know?
Yeah.
It's a cool position to be in. I think it's a blessing in a sense because you get to be a part of somebody's story, telling you know the art.
Yeah.
You get to not try, but you get to extend on the expression of what person was talking about or putting together for people to hear and come together for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you, Julian Gomez, your highlight, Bug Zero?
My highlight for me was the first article that we did. It was with Audio Horse.
Yeah.
So we spoke to them. Yeah, we had an interview with them on Skype.
Okay.
You know, and at the time we were like, weren't sure what we're doing. Like, oh, right, you have the questions. Okay, yeah. What time is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then internet, is it fine? You know, where's the laptop? You know, so. And then we actually did it. You know, and from that we kind of created the write up.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got the images and bah, there it is. We're like, yo.
We actually did it.
Yeah. Check, bro.
You know? That's really dope.
Yeah.
That's really
dope. So
cool.
For me, that was a dope experience.
Yeah, man.
Tito?
I'd say working with Ralph, that has been quite a cool experience, and DJ Christos. We've been fortunate to immerse ourselves in their music, right, over the years. So every time they release a project, for the past two projects they've been working on, we've sort of teamed up for a live music experience.
Yeah.
So we'd invite audiences from the magazine and the DJs themselves, and then have a setup, you know, at a party, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just goes down, man. So it's working with guys like that on that kind of stage.
Oh, man. Sure.
You hosted the last night.
Yes. I was about to get into it. Trust and believe. A house on party. There's a party that don't stop. Trust and believe. I mean, the venue was in the CBD.
Yeah, yes. Commissioner Street.
Commissioner. Yeah. Commissioner and Harrison.
Yeah.
So dope, man. It was deep in the Meadowland in my city.
Right.
Ralph Gum and DJ Christos dropping on the same day. Right. Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god. And Ralph came through with KB.
Oh, yeah.
KB, man. Oh. Mamu Sadi. Like it was a thing of it was so weird because I had not seen or heard of her in years.
In a while.
I was like, oh my god. And then
she comes out.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, blows everyone away.
We were there obviously because of being part of the production and all of this stuff.
Right.
We had to be there for most of the day.
Yeah.
I remember she pitched up. And you know, like when you don't expect to be starstruck, it's KB. Hey man, it's KB. And then she walked in, she's like, "Hi, I'm KB." I'm like, "Oh." "Hi, I'm." She was like, "Is your name Check?" I'm like, "No, it's Jack." Sorry, it's Jack. That was an awesome night.
Yeah.
That was definitely one to remember. How like when it comes to putting those kind of because I felt like that was an experience. It wasn't really just a party.
Right.
As far as the lifestyle part of the magazine is concerned, like, are those the type of things you try to put together?
Yeah, I think it's bringing all the elements of the music together. Mm-hmm. So you usually get to listen to house music, you know, in a vibrant setting, and you're with your friends, so we like to express ourselves in that way as well. So we'd like to maybe invite certain DJs to come and play for audiences that we can put together, you know, some of the subscribers that are on the magazine. And then what we do is try extend the aesthetic of the sound through whatever it is that we can have set up, pyrotechnics, whatever it is, lighting, music, smoke machines, disco balls. Let's just have fun, man. Cocktails. You know, it's just it's just a party. Yeah,
it's an explosion,
right?
of color,
right?
Since you guys are running this publication, I guess you'd be the best people to ask this question, especially in SA, man. There was a time house was everything in this country, and then Casper Nyovest said Dog Chevaleza, and it all went to shit, kind of. You know what I mean? There's this tug of war that's happening in the country at this point in time. As far as house music is concerned, well, the electronic dance music industry is concerned in this country, is there something that they should be doing right or wrong? Are they going in the right direction? What are your thoughts about where electronic music is in this country right now?
I think it's growing. I think a lot of the time it's ahead of us, because a lot of our local DJs are now getting a lot of international influences. So when they come back and fuse whatever they've learned from overseas, it's a bit ahead of our time, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think the scene is growing, much like there was a time where Kwaito was everything in this country, which I think it still is.
Yeah.
They have chances. They give each other space to move around.
For sure.
So hip hop is big. The next thing, there's a gospel track that takes the country by storm.
Yeah.
So it's you can't really say a music genre is dead, or it's just, let's give each other time.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, enjoy the music, man. That's what it is.
It's really dope.
Yeah.
Papa Party?
I'd like to, yeah, well, I mean, from my perspective, like he says, it's a very organic process. You know, I feel like house music is where it needs to be right now. And there's more to come. You know, the amount of collaborations that have come up recently have, you know, played with that and given us that idea that the future is looking very bright, man.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like some of the tastemakers, if I could point it out that way, like, I don't know if they're playing all of the things we need to be listening to. Because, like, when I listen to your commercial radio stations, when I watch television and all of these things, the music, not that it sounds the same, it's the same commercial grouping. Right. You know what I mean? Where's the other stuff? Like, where's
the dance floor?
It's all on the dance floor.
It's also online, though.
Right,
Because with the commercial space, you know, there's limited content that can be taken out and by certain individuals. Now with internet, everybody can
opens up the scope.
Yeah, you know, you can have your own Facebook page, you can have your own SoundCloud account, you can have Mixcloud,
right?
And it's open for communication. So a lot of the guys who are coming up, or who we consider underground, you know, in the cloud, they communicating. You know, I mean, they make collaborations without even seeing each other, but they're sending each other
music,
and music happens. You know, so I think when you look at it from a commercial space, there isn't really a lot, but yeah, when you on the net, you know, like, there's a lot of talent that's coming, and it's amazing.
It's like, amazing talent.
You're like, what? Yo, okay. Here you, man.
All right. I just got a question on WhatsApp. This is from Kateko in Pretoria. He wants to know your thoughts on Gqom music. Like, you know, this Durban house that is being released internationally, like in France and Italy.
I think let's embrace every kind of music. Yeah, I don't think we should shy away from any new sound.
Yeah.
I think it's dope. Like, listen to music to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't,
if you don't like it, you don't like it.
Listen to something else. Yeah. But we shouldn't no borders, man.
So I mean, it then becomes a conversation whereby you need to ask a couple of questions. Like, as far as, like, there's some people that consider that type of music absolute rubbish.
Right.
You know, like, because of its lack of musical prowess, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have...
Oh, but how? Because I'd say house music is the son of jazz in some weird way, right? It's just jazz with a beat.
Yeah.
And you know, what's another thing now we should consider? Like, certain music has a place. Nah. So, for example, you'll chill at home and you'll be, like, listening to very mellow, relaxed music. But then when you... At a gig or at a festival, and that song that you don't like during the week, all of a sudden on the Friday, you the one singing, you know, to the lyrics. So, I mean, it depends on the space
time and
as
place.
Well. Yeah.
You find tracks that you don't even know those lyrics, like an international track, but you fall madly in love with it.
For
like,
sure.
You don't know half of them. Yeah, you hate your own lyrics. You know, and it drives you nuts. So... Yeah, it's that. I mean, music is to be embraced, man.
Yeah,
it's a universal language, man.
Yo, dog.
It's unbelievable. It's actually almost inexplicable, man. You can't really explain what music does to people, and how it affects people. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen some of the craziest things ever.
Yeah.
In life, man. Like, some people get butt ass naked listening to some of this music. Yeah. You know, it's so insane. It's so like. Trying to explain music is like trying to explain an emotion. I feel like it's one of those things you can't really explain.
Yeah,
it's just, look, man, this is what we do.
Just enjoy.
For sure. Those of you that are enjoying the conversation, please keep on sending us your messages. That's 0797482090 on WhatsApp, on Twitter @JNG_live. It is Just Another Cool Kid. Jack for short, hanging out with these gentle pradas from House on Mag. A very interesting publication. If you have never been to that website, check it out.
It'll
open your eyes to a few things. You guys put together something really dope. It was last year. You had a sit down with Nikki Blumenfeld. I was so happy to be there, man. I mean, she just opened up my eyes to to small, subtle things everyone else doesn't really, you know, take heed of.
Yeah.
She pointed out the fact that we shouldn't, you know, with the 90% rule that took over the airwaves and whatnot, just because we're playing 90% of South African music, it shouldn't be just rubbish.
It has to be
of a specific quality.
Definitely. I'm glad that there is an influx of the quality music. Just been releases, like, dope releases from Julian, from so many. Bruce Loco,
I think even bands.
Yeah,
as well.
Bands, live bands. Yeah, Lee Morris from Catitus Music, from Christos's label. He just murdered it. He's a live house musician. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That is really cool, man. Some of the people that you guys are liking at the moment, I know it's difficult to say, okay, this is who I like right now.
Yeah.
That's why I've learned to not answer the question, what is my favorite musician? That's such a difficult question to answer. Like, well, today it might be this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So some of the people that you guys are checking out right now, like, or people we should also be looking out for.
Yeah, I think Tom Mitch is one of them. Actually quite nice with it.
Yes, that guy's, he's gonna be in the country. There's 200 tickets left, just by the way.
200 tickets left.
Fresh. Just by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Kate Renata is another fellow you should be looking out for. I mean, on the local front, there's tons of these kids coming up, man. Locally, there's... I don't know where to start. The guys from the Val, Ultra Tone Recordings, the guys maybe from a bit far up north, Surreal Sounds, there's so many different labels that you can speak of. I mean, what we can say is check them out on the website.
Yes.
I mean, we can, we name so many people right now, but a lot of them, we're hoping to feature them on the website. The ones that we have featured as well, even more. There's just a lot coming up.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. Tom Mish, 200 tickets left. Saturday, April 1st.
Imagine that.
Yeah, man.
Imagine that.
Live at the Good Luck Bar. That would be something I'd love to see. For sure. No, House on Mag puts out the article in like 2-3 weeks. Yeah? There you go. Don't say I didn't help you out. Eh?
Put us on the spot.
No, but I mean, Baba Buddy, you were also going to point out some of the people you're listening out for.
Ree Morris. I really like what he came out with. There's a couple, man. Well, can't think of any, but Ree Morris for me at the moment, yeah, that boy is on the money, man.
He's on the money.
Ah, he's on the money.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. For me, yeah, right now an album that I'm enjoying is the new Bonobo.
Yeah.
What? Migration.
Yeah, Migration is.
Oh, there's a couple of tracks there that are just insane. And there's this artist that I found as well, White Hothead.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Also on another, on another tip. I like the sound. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
Yeah. Somebody else maybe. Yeah, who's really really kicking my ass is Black Motion.
Yeah.
Those boys are moving, man.
They're
killing it. The way they're collaborating with even like new up and coming musicians as well as the older generation, maybe. Wami, they did a collaboration with Wami as well.
Yes.
Ah.
Kana Wami did. She's done a couple of classical. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't she communication organized?
Yes.
Wami. So she's. I know that name. Yeah. That name I know.
Sure.
So I mean the Black Motion at this point in time, in my opinion, I have thought of this for. I've thought this rather for a very long time. I think they are the best house group live to watch. I have not seen all of the live acts,
right.
But I think those two, and it's just two of them. It's ridiculous.
The energy.
And they look like enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like when they're making the music, the dancing, when they're on the drum. Yeah. Like you can tell that. They're having a time of their life. You know, I think that's what people kind of pick up on. You know, they're having fun, you know, and you know,
it's real energy.
Genuine.
I mean, they're so captivating. And that's my thing. I can't believe that there's just two of them on stage. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, bring down anyone. But I mean, I've seen Uhuru perform. There's about five of these guys on stage. They're great. But they don't move me the same way Black Motion does. Maybe it's because of my taste in music.
Right.
But I think Black Motion are boner. The bomb diggity, man.
Yeah, man.
Though they are the shits. You know what I mean? We're going to take a bit of a musical breather into an awesome musician, in my point of view. Mr. Anderson .Paak. I don't know if you guys
know. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's all that needs to be said.
Mama was a farmer. Mm. Papa was a gardener.
The Bird coming through from a genius in my perspective, I believe. An up-and-coming genius. Mm-hmm. People haven't noticed yet, but his name is Anderson .Paak. Really dope. Mm-hmm. Really dope, man. I don't know if you guys caught the Grammys. He was on stage with Q-Tip. In fact, the Tribe Called Quest.
Right.
Yeah. Rest in peace to 5 Dog. Tribe Called Quest, Busta Rhymes, and Consequence. They were on stage together. Dope performance. Oh, dope performance. And once again, it had an anti-Trump theme. Sure. I don't think there's any person on earth who's disliked. Yo, I feel like the world just came together and said, you know what, fuck this guy. You don't like this guy. Yeah, Trump sucks. You know what I mean? Yo, I mean, on the day of his inauguration, there was strikes over the world. Like, there was a strike on Antarctica. Okay, they...
What, the polar bears?
No, man. I mean, well, the people that are in Antarctica, they decided to protest with the rest of the world. You must be the biggest asshole the world has ever seen.
Imagine that.
For you to piss off people in Antarctica. Sure. You have, I mean, if you're in that place, you are already pissed off because it's that
so cold. Yeah.
And then someone pisses you off even more. Damn. Anyway, welcome back to it. Just another cool kid. I am hanging out with these three cool gentle brothers, man, from House On Magazine. Neo and Londi are unfortunately not here, but they, I'm sure they'll join me next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll make it happen. Come hello, hi, what? Yeah, man. Gents, we've covered so many different aspects of this thing that we love so much, music.
Yeah,
if I'm gonna ask you a question, like, you know those memes? If you could go to one concert anywhere, alive or dead, whose concert would it be?
Tomorrowland again and again and again and again.
God damn. Yeah, like, yeah, you went for something deep, yeah, there, man. I was expecting Bob Marley or something. Like, Tomorrowland.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree, 100%.
That looks like a turn up of note. Like, I mean, it's not even a turn up. It's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is.
An ultimate.
Yeah. But I mean, even Coachella looks pretty dope.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of it.
Crazy.
Oh man. Let's
buy the MTN Bushfire.
Yeah.
This year they're coming up with TKZ
for sure.
Back on stage.
Yeah.
It's going to be something nice to look out for.
That is a dope throwback. Yeah. Those guys, those major league guys, those DJs, their picnic is happening sometime soon. Mm. Their headliners, Cabello, KB, Booga Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is also dope in itself. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Right.
What are your thoughts as far as the difference between Tomorrowland and a Spring Fiesta or a... How far are we from having those kind of things here? I mean, we've got tons of really cool festivals, but I don't know if there are people around the world that think, oh my God, I need to go to Cape Town for this, or Joburg for that, you know?
Well, I think maybe besides the Cape Town Jazz International Festival, yeah, I think that's one of the festivals that the world look towards, SA4. For our culture of jazz and maybe much more.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, we're in the right path. I think we're almost there. I mean, you'll always enjoy yourself at a Spring Fiesta. You always enjoy yourself at a delicious festival.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I mean, last year they had Elements of Life.
Mm.
So, I think it's just a matter of interpretation, you know, and also all the niceties, if I could call it that.
Yeah.
Like, all the nice things to have, like big balloons flying in the air and things like that. It's just adding more to the fun, I guess.
But you know, I right now I feel like I'm so irritated with Solo.
Why?
Like, every answer of yours is just right. Like,
okay, thank you.
You're so politically correct. It's irritating. It's like, I'm waiting for some juice. I thought I would hear some shade or some shit. Nothing. You know. Well, I think we're okay.
Yeah. But I think what I'd like to add is just that. I think in terms of, like, the production value,
yeah,
like the kind of budgets that international festivals deal with,
yeah,
they can do insane things. They can have holograms,
right.
They can have people flying in, and, you know, like, it's huge, you know.
Yeah.
So here, I mean, yeah, our festivals are dope. They're fun, you know. But in terms of, like, the creativity behind. Like, a track mustn't just come in and it's just lights going on and off. Like,
yeah.
It must be themed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at Delicious Festival, when Jamiroquai came, the first one.
Right.
I mean, his whole theme was space. And each song was a part of space. Like, it was on the sun, it was on Saturn.
Yeah.
It was on,
right.
You know, in the universe. Like, it was just, you know, it was themed, you know? And even the everything around it worked towards creating that illusion of being in space.
For sure.
So I think in terms of conceptualizing events to that extent, where it's actually a production rather than just loudspeakers, lights, and talent.
Yeah.
You know,
but
let's tell a story. Let's art. You know, let's embrace all of it. Yeah.
To add on that.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I'd say collaboration as well. I mean, I think individually these small festivals, there's a certain part where they reach, but if they were to come together, I mean, think about it, if Spring Fiesta were to do something with say Opie Gopie, you know, bring in touch of yes, you know, like, the room is so big, man. So big.
And I think technology as well.
Yeah.
Like,
technology, that side is moving quick. You know, like when something is available on the market, it's, yeah, they use it. You know, so here you kind of read up on it first, and then you have to try find it, you know, and then maybe a couple of years later, then it's kind of introduced to an event, you know. But yo, because there's a lot of crazy technology that's coming out, you know, for events.
Yeah,
right. You know, so I think being on the ball with technology, you know, obviously not replacing talent, you know,
for sure,
mustn't over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah. I think technology as well plays a huge role in terms of festivals being that huge.
Yeah, and sometimes we take for granted how long, you know, Americans. Like America and Europeans had, like the amount of time they had to get this thing right. I mean, the entertainment industry, that side is, it's insane.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Festivals have been there for 20, 30 years.
40 years.
That's been around for that long.
Yeah.
You know, so
we haven't been independent for that long.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe sometimes we need to take a step back and look at things accordingly. You know what I mean?
Be too harsh, yeah.
But I wonder though, like as far as what you guys are talking about, the production. You know, sometimes it really doesn't take that much to put something together. Like it's just being clever about it. Like I don't want to go to a Val Beach party and there's no water. You know what I mean? Like I don't see any beach sand, nothing. Like instead there's fire. You like what?
Yeah.
You know, I
strip club with no strippers, man.
What am I doing here? You know, I feel like sometimes South African production houses don't think about these things. As long as they brought you the talent and you're having a good time, they'd be like, that's enough. Well, I guess it's one of those things, man. Gents, as far as the future is concerned, where do you guys see House on Mag? What are you guys working on right now? What's happening in 2017?
Growth, and more growth. As we said, I think it's about doing more collaborations with different musicians, like being a part of their story, telling their story, collaborating with brands as well, because there's a lot of brands that affiliate with house music, from food to clothing to just a whole lot of different things, alcohol brands, whatever, you know what I mean. So yeah, we can expand onto that, grow with the movement itself, and hopefully we can add our value wherever we can.
Hi.
Definitely explore other mediums of media, TV,
radio, maybe.
You know, yeah.
I feel like that was a hint. Nudge.
Nah,
that's cool, man. You guys are going to be part of something called the Media Tech.
Yeah, we're hopefully going to be a part of the Media Tech.
Okay,
2017 is taking place on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of July at the Ticket Pro Dome in Northgate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully you're going to be part of the exhibition. Just show you a different perspective of house music and, just come taste it. Something like that, yeah.
All right. All in good time, I guess. We'll find out as the time approaches. And, I hope we'll be able to cover it as well. Come through, check it out.
Yeah.
That'd be really dope to check out. As far as you said, you know, television, radio, all of that stuff, branching out into those kind of things, do you feel as if there's... I'm trying to find the right way to phrase this question, but the connections that lie between those different media platforms... do you feel as if house music at this point in time or electronic music is using those platforms in a way that will bring about more to the genre? Like, are they doing enough on radio, on television, on the internet?
I think coming together would help a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody is doing
so
their own thing,
in
so many different places around so many different countries around the world. So maybe... forming a bigger, larger community where we could all come have a party.
Mm. Yeah.
Help a lot.
That'll be definitely wider from that perspective.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there'll be different tastes. But it would help so much.
It seems as if they're so separate, but they should actually be put together, those things.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of ludicrous to me that you have radio stations that do not communicate with TV stations, or there's no, you know, cross-pollinating. You know what I mean? Like, why shouldn't TV advertise on radio and vice versa?
No.
And, but anyway, it's politics, man. It is politics. All right, Gentle Brothers, how do we keep up with you guys on, you know, social media platforms?
It's at House on Mag. Yeah, at House on Mag through all of them. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, just check it out. Have fun. Read something. Yeah. Listen to some music, man.
Yeah, I
dance. Yeah.
The website is www.houseonmag.com. Yeah, so just
.com, Baba, yeah, not .co.za.
.com.
.com. Yeah.
You know, yeah, then yeah, that's where you can find everything.
All right, and then let's just say someone was listening to this podcast and they make fantastic house electronic music. How do they reach out to you guys? You know,
info@houseonmag.com.
You see what I'm saying? These are people that know what they're doing. I don't want someone to walk in here, www.houseon@gmail.com. That doesn't work anymore. You must be serious about your shit. One of my love monkeys, Londi, who couldn't be here today, has sent me a voice note. She sent a couple, right? But because I couldn't listen to them before I played them, like, she decided to correct herself. She's like, no, don't play this one. Play the other one. All right. So I'm going to play the one you said I must play, Lundi.
I love Monkey. I hope you're good. Hope you had a fabulous show. Apologies, man, for not being there today. Things beyond my control prevented me to actually come through today. But miss you, and we shall be together again next week, man. See you. Bye.
There you go.
That is so cool.
That's the love monkey. It's the love monkey. All right. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for joining me, gents.
Thank you for having us.
It was a really cool chat. It was a really cool chat. Check it out. Look, we'll follow you guys on social media platforms, and we'll find out what's happening. Check out the website. It's really dope. And I'm not just saying that. Like, it's really, really cool. It's about that time that I get out of here, though. It's been a fantastic one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week with the other love monkeys. And Neo needs to explain what the hell happened to his hand. Like, I don't understand how someone reversed into your hand and hit the gate. You know what I mean? He sent me the picture. It looks so painful, man.
So painful.
So I'm hoping he'll be here next week to explain himself. All right, then, just like that, we are out of here. CliffCentral.com.